Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, six people have been arrested after Gardaí were attacked with fireworks and a Garda van set on fire during scenes of sustained violence and thuggery at City West Hotel last night. I'm joined on the line by Barry White, chief news reporter with News Talk, who was on the scene. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
The Gardaí are obviously counting the cost this morning after a night of violence and rioting in City West. Barry, you were there in the middle of the whole thing. Can you tell us what it was like to be amongst the rioters?
It was just sheer chaos, Pat. Anarchy on the streets of Southwest Dublin is the only way I can describe it. And early yesterday evening, protesters started the gala outside the iPass accommodation centre in City West. And within a couple of hours, violence erupted. And look, I got there around 6 o'clock. And by about 6:30, like, you could feel the anger in the air. And to me, it was obvious that, look, there's going to be trouble here.
To tell us how you learnt about the riot. I mean, we were told it was organised online. I mean, were you tracking at those kind of messages?
Yeah, look, you could see from online and yesterday, particularly Twitter, or X as it's now called, there was various groups urging people to go to City West, to go out, to go and to the entrance to the of the City West Hotel for a 7:30 p.m. And people were being urged to turn up and protest. But yeah, when I arrived, Pat, it was obvious that these, not everybody, but quite a lot of people who had turned up from 6:30 p.m. onwards were there, not to peacefully protest. They were there to cause trouble. And there was people there with tricolours. So you could get beyond the entrance. You could get to the first roundabout as you go into the City West complex. But then there was a Garda barricade. So you could get as far, you could maybe get 100, 200 yards in the hotel, but then you came to the Garda barricade. So protesters kind of went to that.
So just to explain, you can actually get in. You can actually get into the complex. I mean, people who've gone to back in the day when there were exhibitions there regularly every weekend, virtually, people would know that to get to the exhibition, you actually entered the grounds of City West. Or those who went to play golf there, for instance, would know it well. So you could actually get into the entrance and get up as far as the first roundabout.
Yeah, which I was surprised by last night.
There is a potential for a gate there that could be closed.
Yeah, because I thought they would have completely blocked off the first entrance, which is on the main road, when I got there last night. But then obviously this may have meant that they would have had to block traffic. But then once the protesters arrived and were going towards this Garda barricade at the first roundabout, then you had people packed in there. And, you know, as I say, from early on, from between 6:30 and 7, there was people there with tricolours, and, you know, they were shouting verbal abuse at this stage at Gardaí. Obviously, they were shouting and mentioning what had happened allegedly to this 10-year-old girl. But then there was people shouting, calling Gardaí fat so-and-so's, calling them paedophiles, shouting that they were going to burn the hotel. You know, pretty violent language from early on. So it was obvious, Pat, that it just needed a spark to set it off. And the thing that I thought set it off last night was there was a group of youngsters arrived in balaclavas on a horseback and sulkies, and they were trying to break through the barricade. Now, they didn't manage to, but then just when they were there on the horses, it just kind of, it went up a notch. And that's when the violence erupted. Soon after that, then the Garda van was burned, and, you know, stones and bottles were thrown, fireworks were launched at Gardaí, traffic cones were thrown, wheelie bin set on fire. It just all erupted soon after that. And then I suppose soon, and then within maybe an hour, the public order unit arrived. And I suppose this was.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On then for a couple of hours until about 10:30.
Now, the public order, at what time was it deployed? I mean, and how quickly when they arrived? Or were they kind of lurking around somewhere ready to be deployed? In other words, let's not escalate the situation if we don't have to, if the regular phalanx of Gardaí can keep this in order. Let's not escalate. Let's not use water cannon. They did not use the water cannon they had, I believe. So what time did they finally deploy the public order unit?
I think it was between 7:30 and 8:00, Pat, that the public order unit arrived. So if you were following this online, the protest was due to begin at 7:30, but it did kind of start maybe 30, 45 minutes before. Could the public order unit have arrived sooner? Part of me, when I was there last night, thinks that they should have been there from the start. But then maybe there's a chance trouble erupts sooner if the public order unit are there. But, you know, at the point when these young guys arrived in balaclavas on the horseback, Pat, like, at one point they surrounded, let's call them Soft Hat Gardaí. There was four or five members and they surrounded them, and then there were sulkies and there was the horses, and the crowd started to surround these four members. And at this point, I thought, I was kind of like, Jesus, somebody's going to get hurt here. Remember, they've surrounded the guards, but they managed to run off. And I kind of followed the guards up the road then. And then at that point, I heard them on the radio kind of shouting public order, public order. And then public order did arrive very, very soon there. So they may have been lurking around the area because they did arrive quickly. And to be fair, once public order arrived, they did bring it under, well, they won't say under control, but they dispersed it pretty quickly. They got everyone out from, say, the roundabout. They got them out of the grounds completely. They used pepper spray. Like, I've been at riots where pepper spray has been used before, Pat, as well. And this was stronger pepper spray. It was kind of coming out of what looked like fire extinguishers. And, you know, I could see people, you know, holding their eyes and screaming and running off at one point. Like, this really did disperse the crowd really, really quickly, and you know, you could smell it in the air. So maybe the guards have learned something from the Dublin riots, because this didn't go on as long as the Dublin riots did. This was dispersed a lot more quickly, but I still think there's probably questions as to should the violence have erupted the way it did last night. Because, like, I sent an email to the Garda press office yesterday, Pat. I think it was late yesterday afternoon, kind of asking what was the Garda plan, because even just following this on social media, I was going there yesterday evening at 6:00. I knew I was going to something that was possibly or likely going to turn violent. When I left the house last night, after speaking to my partner, she was like, be really careful. It sounds like it's going to be scary. So, like, I kind of knew what I was going into. So, like, and I'm only a journalist. Surely the Garda.
Well, we will be talking to a senior guard that later on in the program we'll tease out those questions with them. Look, Barry, thank you very much for joining us. Some of the texts: funny how these people don't organise riots when an Irish person commits a similar crime. And that's a very telling text. There's a concentration of IPAS people in working class areas where the immigrant almost seems more prominent than the local, the east wall of Dublin, City West, Coolock. So some Irish citizens are more exposed to the issue than others. Those in their ivory towers are not overrun by migration. Now, our reporter Stephanie Grogan has been at the scene since early this morning speaking to locals.
Disgusted, to be honest. They've destroyed the place. It just is not nice. Yeah.
And
it's,
do you
pretty
live
upsetting.
In this area?
Yeah, I live in Sagres.
Could you hear anything going on?
Heard the fireworks and stuff like that. It was just pretty scary for the kids walking by and stuff. So.
And can I just ask, do you have an issue with the international protection or what feelings?
We've had some kind of, you know, antisocial behaviour, but like they kind of keep to themselves a bit as well.
Madness, absolute madness. They closed up the village at about 8:00 last night. But happy, and we had to walk down. And now all I can hear is, look, you can see all the damage that's done outside. Crazy, absolutely crazy. I'd say protest wise, 50% were Sagart people and the other half were just bad people. Absolute madness.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
That's insane, yeah. Absolutely crazy. We just live up the village, you know, it's just madness.
Could you hear it?
We could hear the Garda helicopters buzzing overhead, yeah. They're just all night, you know, just...
Were you nervous or scared or anything?
Yeah, my wife, she's a foreign national, so yeah, she was pretty scared, yeah, unfortunately, so...
As a foreign national living in City West, does she feel safe?
I don't know, after this, I'm not sure, I don't know. It's just a different atmosphere now, it feels like, so...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.